Welcome to the deep dive. If you're tuning in right now, you probably already know that as of March 2026, the spatial computing battlefield is, well, incredibly
Oh,
fierce.
absolutely. It can feel completely overwhelming for a lot of people.
Yeah, everywhere you look, there's a new headset dropping or, a new promise of this totally virtual future.
The spec sheets alone look like you need a computer science degree just to read them.
Exactly. But don't worry, because today we are cutting right through all of that noise. We've got our hands on a really rigorous, hands-on review article.
And this source pits the three absolute titans of the 2026 mixed reality wars right against each other.
We are talking about Apple's Vision Pro 2, Meta's Quest 5, and Samsung's Galaxy XR2.
And our mission for this deep dive is very specific. This isn't just a reading of a spec sheet. I mean, anyone can just pull up a web page and look at resolution numbers.
Right. We want to know how it actually feels to use these things.
Exactly. So we are going to analyze the real-world testing from our source material. We're talking deep dives into latency, thermal throttling limits, and even clinical eye strain measurements.
Like, what happens after a grueling 8-hour workday strapped into one of these?
We want to uncover which of these headsets truly deserves your hard-earned money. And more importantly, which underlying philosophy is going to define the next decade of personal computing?
Okay, let's unpack this and let's start with the physical reality, the actual hardware you are strapping to your face.
Let's start with Apple.
The Apple Vision Pro 2, coming in at a very hefty $2,499.
The reviewers actually dubbed this one the perfectionist.
Which makes a lot of sense when you look at the raw upgrades. I mean, Apple packed in dual 4K micro OLED panels per eye.
Running at a buttery smooth 120 hertz.
Yeah. And if you aren't familiar with micro OLED, the source explains it really well. Think of it like the screen on a high-end smartphone, but miniaturized down to the size of a postage stamp.
Right, where every single pixel generates its own light.
Exactly. So you get those perfect pitch black shadows because those pixels literally just turn themselves off.
And under the hood, it is running the new M5 chip.
Which the testing showed gives it 40% more graphical compute power than the old M4.
Plus, they introduced a brand new proprietary R2 spatial processor.
And the R2 chip is really the linchpin of Apple's entire hardware strategy here, right?
It absolutely is. It's essentially the traffic cop for a massive amount of sensory data. It's processing real-time feeds from 12 outward and inward-facing cameras
Wow.
and 5 LiDAR modules,
Yeah.
which, simply put, are lasers that bounce off your walls to instantly map the exact physical dimensions of your room,
Plus the dual 3D depth cameras.
all simultaneously. But the crucial metric the testing focused on is latency. The R2 achieves an end-to-end photon-to-motion latency of just 7 milliseconds.
Okay, 7 milliseconds sounds incredibly fast, but what does that actually mean for the person wearing it? Because I know a lot of people who still get green in the face and, feel nauseous when they put on a VR headset.
That is exactly why this number matters so much. Motion sickness in VR usually happens because of a sensory disconnect.
Your eyes see you turning your head in the virtual world, but your inner ear feels the physical movement a split second earlier.
Right, that tiny lag is what makes you feel sick. By getting the latency down to 7 milliseconds, the screen updates faster than the human brain can even perceive the delay.
That's amazing.
According to the clinical trials cited in the review, that ultra-low latency effectively eliminated motion sickness for 98% of users.
That is a massive hurdle to clear for mainstream adoption.
Pretty huge.
Plus, the reviewers noted they managed to drop the overall weight down to 420 grams.
Which is about 28% lighter than the original Vision Pro.
Yeah, they achieved that by swapping out the heavy aluminum and glass for a new magnesium alloy chassis.
It is a masterclass in premium engineering, but it stands in stark contrast to Meta's approach.
Right. If Apple is the perfectionist, Meta's Quest 5 is what the reviewers dubbed the accessibility champion.
Coming in at just $499.
Exactly one-fifth the price of the Vision Pro 2.
To hit that mainstream price point, Meta obviously had to make some calculated trade-offs.
Yeah, they're using dual LCD panels instead of that pricey micro OLED.
And LCDs require a backlight, so you aren't going to get those perfect inky blacks. They're outputting 2.5K resolution per eye at a standard 90 hertz.
The source did mention it has 120 hertz performance boost mode for specific applications.
It does. But where Meta really shines in the testing is the physical footprint. It is an incredibly light 350 grams.
Wow. 350 grams. How did they get it that light?
They achieved that by making their pancake lenses 20% thinner.
Oh, right. And for a quick visual, pancake lenses do exactly what they sound like. They fold the light back and forth on itself like a stack of pancakes.
Which lets the screen sit much closer to your eyes, drastically shrinking the overall size of the headset.
They paired that lightweight design with a custom Snapdragon XR3 Gen 2 processor. But the really impressive part from the battery testing, they're squeezing out 3.5 hours of continuous battery life.
On a built-in battery. That is a 75% improvement over the Quest 4.
And you don't have a battery pack dangling down your shirt on a wire like you do with Apple.
What's fascinating here is how Samsung positions the Galaxy XR2.
Sitting right in the middle at $1,099.
Exactly. We've looked at Apple's Micro OLED and Meta's standard LCD. But Samsung went a completely different route.
3.2K micro LED at 90 hertz.
And the reason this specific display tech matters is raw brightness. Micro LED uses tiny, inorganic light emitters that do not suffer from the burn-in risks of OLED.
So they can push them a lot harder.
Way harder. The Galaxy XR2 pumps out an astonishing 5,000 nits of peak brightness.
5,000 nits. To put that in perspective for you listening, the reviewers found this makes it the absolute only headset in the lineup that is truly usable outdoors in bright, direct daylight.
Right.
Walking around a park on a sunny day with augmented reality just seamlessly blending into the trees and pathways, that sounds like science fiction.
It really does.
But knowing current tech, I have to wonder how they pull that off without the headset just melting or stuttering constantly.
They are backing up that display with the Exynos XR2100 processor. But the secret sauce is a dedicated 50 TOPS neural processing unit.
TOPS, that stands for trillions of operations per second, right?
Trillions, yes.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's a dedicated brain whose only job is to handle complex AI workloads instantly.
So they aren't relying on the main processor to understand the outside world.
No, they have dedicated hardware to map the outdoor environment and seamlessly insert virtual objects without lagging.
Okay, so we have three completely different approaches to the physical hardware. Apple gives you the perfect, pristine screen. Meta gives you the ultra-lightweight, affordable entry point.
And Samsung gives you the brightest screen for the real world.
But a great piece of glass and metal doesn't matter if you can't stand wearing the thing to get work done. Which brings us to a really crucial part of the source material.
The 8-hour workday test.
Yes. Let's say you're working from home and you want to completely ditch those three bulky physical monitors on your desk. Based on the testing, which headset actually lets you do that comfortably?
If we're talking purely about productivity and text clarity, the testing showed Apple dominates this space.
Handily. The reviewers measured visual clarity in pixels per degree, or PPD.
And if you aren't familiar with PPD, think of it like the retina display concept, but applied to your entire field of view. The higher the number, the harder it is for your brain to spot individual pixels.
The Vision Pro 2 hits 35 PPD.
In practical terms, the testers noted you can comfortably read a standard 9-point font on a virtual PDF at arm's length.
You can have four completely independent 4K virtual monitors just floating, anchored in your room.
Most importantly, the ergonomic testing showed that after a 4-hour continuous work session, subjective eye strain was 40% lower on the Vision Pro 2 compared to its competitors.
Which is exactly what you need if you are a developer coding all day or staring at massive spreadsheets.
Right. Now, Meta, on the other hand, really struggled in this specific test.
Yeah, coming in at only 25 PPD, the text just isn't as crisp.
The testers experienced noticeable eye fatigue and essentially had to take the headset off after just 2 hours of document work. It's just a bit too blurry for sustained reading.
Although, to be fair to Meta, the review did heavily praise their built-in AI assistant.
Oh, for handling natural language commands.
Yeah, like moving windows or opening apps just by talking to your workspace. It worked flawlessly.
But then we get to the Galaxy XR2, which the reviewers labeled the ecosystem play.
If you're heavily invested in Android, their approach sounds like an absolute dream.
It's entirely built around seamless hardware integration. The Galaxy XR2 runs on Android XR 2.0 and features a unique DeX XR mode.
And this is cool when you wirelessly pair it with a flagship phone like the Galaxy S26 Ultra, the headset actually offloads a huge chunk of its processing directly to the phone in your pocket.
Because the phone is doing the heavy lifting, it saves the headset's battery and keeps it running cooler on your face.
Plus, the phone provides a direct 5G or 6G connection.
Meaning you don't even need to tether to a Wi-Fi hotspot to work remotely on a train or in a cafe.
And the reviewers loved that S Pen XR accessory.
Which acts like a spatial 3D stylus.
You can literally mark up a virtual document or physically walk around a 3D architectural model and draw annotations just floating in the air.
It sounds incredibly intuitive for designers.
Yeah.
But an ecosystem is really only as good as the software built for it, right?
Exactly.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the available app libraries reveal the true strategic intent of each company.
Let's look at the numbers. Apple currently boasts 15,000 spatial apps.
But they are heavily skewed toward high-end enterprise and creative tools.
Yeah.
We're talking Autodesk, the Adobe Suite, and complex 3D modeling software.
Their killer feature in the new VisionOS 3.0 is called Collaborative Spaces,
where up to 8 users can jump into a shared environment with sub-10 millisecond synchronization.
If you are doing a remote design review for a new car prototype, it genuinely feels like everyone is standing around the exact same physical object in real time.
Meta's Horizon OS 3.0, meanwhile, is fully doubling down on social and gaming.
They've got over 800 native, built-from-the-ground-up VR games.
And their Horizon Worlds platform now supports massive 64-player persistent worlds.
And Samsung, they are taking the brute force approach.
Because it's Android, you get access to over 200,000 traditional flat Play Store apps floating in your 3D space from day one.
In addition to 2,000 native XR apps.
Plus, they have Google's Gemini 3.1 AI integrated directly into the core operating system.
So you're constantly connected to a massive large language model.
Exactly.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Right. Because you can't talk about dropping hundreds or thousands of dollars on these headsets without talking about gaming and performance under pressure.
The testers put these headsets through an absolute gauntlet.
They ran them through Resident Evil Village VR, the 2026 edition Beat Saber Quantum, and Gran Turismo XR.
Now, you might think Apple, with its powerhouse M5 desktop class chip and stunning 4K micro OLED displays, would absolutely sweep this category.
But the testing reveals that Meta actually wins the overall gaming experience.
Hands down.
How does the $499 headset beat the $2,499 powerhouse in gaming?
It all comes down to the control mechanisms and the physical design constraints. Apple undeniably has the best visual fidelity.
Unquestionably.
But Apple relies entirely on hand and eye tracking. Cameras watch your fingers to register a click.
And the problem is that camera-based tracking has about a 12 millisecond latency.
Right, and Samsung's hand tracking comes in at around 15 milliseconds.
Meta, however, uses their physical Touch Pro 2 controllers.
Because you're pressing a physical button that transmits a radio signal, it drops the input latency down to an ultra-low 8 milliseconds.
In fast-paced, reflex-heavy games like Beat Saber Quantum, that tactile physical feedback and near-zero latency are absolutely critical.
You cannot play a rhythm game if your virtual hands are lagging behind your real hands.
Add in the fact that the Quest 5 is the lightest headset and has the best weight distribution.
It simply feels significantly better for a 2-hour gaming session.
But those long sessions bring up another huge factor the testers measured. Thermal throttling.
Oh, yeah. These headsets are basically supercomputers strapped to your face.
And so you sacrifice sustained high-end gaming performance for a thinner, lighter profile.
It's a fundamental design choice that dictates how you can realistically use the device.
We just talked about the headset heating up, but what about what's happening to your body while you're wearing it? Let's talk about what these devices are learning about you.
Health tracking and biometrics have quietly become a massive battleground in this space.
Apple takes a somewhat passive health monitoring approach. They built an optical heart rate sensor and an SpO2 monitor right into the physical face cushion that rests against your cheeks.
SpO2 measures your blood oxygen saturation, basically checking how efficiently you're breathing.
They also introduced a software feature called EyeTrack Health,
which analyzes your blink rates and pupil movements to detect early signs of eye fatigue. It gently suggests you take a break if you're straining.
Meta, on the other hand, takes a much more active, fitness-oriented approach.
Their Health Connect system tracks the usual metrics, heart rate, calories burned, body movement. But the reviewers noted it also tracks your cognitive load.
It does this by analyzing how your pupils dilate during different tasks.
Pupil dilation is a highly accurate, involuntary response to mental effort. If you're struggling with a puzzle, your pupils expand.
Meta uses this data to adjust the difficulty of fitness routines on the fly.
And because they have the best skeletal tracking for your arms and legs, they offer over 100 dedicated room-scale workout programs.
But Samsung has a massive, highly specific advantage here that the reviewers highlighted.
They're utilizing the exact same bioactive sensors found in their flagship Galaxy Watch line.
And they've embedded them directly into the headband of the Galaxy XR2.
This isn't just about counting calories during a virtual boxing match. This is delivering legitimate medical-grade biometric data.
In fact, the source points out that the Galaxy XR2 is the very first mixed reality headset to be FDA Class 2 approved for medical monitoring during physical therapy.
That means it went through rigorous clinical trials. It could be legally prescribed by a doctor to track your rehabilitation at home.
That is a massive leap from just slicing virtual blocks with lightsabers.
It is a massive leap. And this raises an important question regarding data privacy.
When you're actively collecting medical-grade biometrics, constant pupil dilation data, and using LiDAR to map the exact dimensions and contents of someone's living room, where does all that highly sensitive data actually go?
According to the deep dive in our source material, Apple wins decisively on the privacy front.
All of your sensory and biometric data is processed entirely on device via a hardware subsystem called the Secure Enclave.
It is literally walled off from the rest of the processor.
That data never leaves your headset and it never gets uploaded to the cloud.
Which is incredibly comforting when you're talking about cameras pointing directly at your living room.
Samsung sits somewhere in the middle of the privacy spectrum. They use Knox Vault encryption, which is essentially a highly secure digital safe inside the processor.
But because the headset is built on the Android XR backbone, the testers noted that some basic telemetry and usage data inevitably flows back to Google servers to improve their AI models.
And then there's Meta, which the source flags as the most concerning from a strict privacy standpoint.
We should be clear here. We aren't endorsing any specific viewpoint. We're just imparting what the reviewers found in the user agreements.
Exactly. Just reporting the facts from the source material.
While Meta has certainly made improvements to their data policy since the Quest 3, the reviewers clearly outline that Meta is actively using your eye tracking data for ad targeting in their free-to-play titles.
They use a system called the Horizon Ads SDK.
They aren't just tracking what you click, they're tracking exactly what virtual objects you look at.
And for how many milliseconds your gaze lingers on a specific product to serve you highly personalized advertisements.
Like we said, there's no right or wrong answer here, but it's certainly a major economic trade-off you have to weigh when considering that highly attractive $499 price tag.
The physical hardware might be cheap, but your attention and your behavioral data are essentially subsidizing that upfront cost. So what does this all mean? Let's look at the final verdicts and the cumulative scores from the reviewers and see which of these three tribes you ultimately belong to.
Coming in with the highest overall score of 84.3 out of 100 is the Apple Vision Pro 2.
The final verdict. This headset is explicitly for the creative professional or the enterprise user who genuinely needs to replace a multi-monitor desk setup and demands pristine, unmatched visual clarity.
If this device saves you a daily commute and supercharges your remote workflow, the $2,499 price tag is a legitimate investment in your career.
Right behind it, scoring an 82.9, is the Samsung Galaxy XR2.
The reviewers call this the definitive choice for the Android power user.
If you want seamless integration with your Galaxy smartphone, cutting-edge AI assistants, and the totally unique ability to actually use your headset outdoors in broad daylight.
Thanks to that insanely bright micro-LED screen.
Samsung is your clear winner.
And lastly, with a highly respectable score of 82.1, is the Meta Quest 5.
The source declares it the undisputed value and gaming champion of 2026. For $499, there is simply no better entry point for pure entertainment, high-speed gaming, and virtual fitness.
The low-latency controllers alone make it a must-buy for gamers.
Now, if you want to keep exploring this landscape, the source material also mentions a really fascinating deep dive into a Mac versus Windows versus Linux 2026 spatial desktop comparison.
And even a financial analysis of Apple's rumored budget Vision Air strategy. So definitely look into those articles if you're curious about where the market goes next.
But before we go, I know you had a final thought on all this.
I do. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a final lingering thought that builds on everything we just discussed.
Let's hear it.
We just explored how these modern devices can now actively monitor your cognitive load, track your exact eye fatigue, and capture medical-grade biological responses in real time.
Right.
What happens when this massive wave of biometric data intersects with the modern corporate workplace? Will the employers of the near future use our VR productivity metrics and our involuntary biological stress responses to evaluate our daily performance?
That is intense.
And are we truly ready for our everyday computing devices to understand our stress levels and our loss of focus better than we understand them ourselves?
That is a whole lot to think about the next time you strap one of these supercomputers to your face for a quick meeting. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep learning, keep questioning the tech you use, and above all, stay curious. We will catch you next time.